sola nanda na braja jana nanjana yamuna tira bana chadi yamuna tira bana chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Rama Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai. Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Kanaya Radha, Kanaya Radha. Jaya Girira, Jaya Girira, Jaya Girira, Jaya Girira. Gaura Premanandi, Adi 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 Bo.
Watch. Mahoj Vala, Brezo. Hare Krishna. You made it in time. What is Dvijanayaka? Yes. Okay. Dvijanayaka, please see that the katas are making delicate movements so that it's very sweet sound from the vegetable cutting. Like the dancing steps of Lord Krishna. So sweet they should. Ideally, because we will hear about Krishna dancing in the forest. Yes. Good. Now, can you maybe, or just we put this?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pachadine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Haskajane Satarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda. Shri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Govaktavinda. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpataru Vaisha Kripa Shindu Bane Vacha. Hajitalam Vavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
We will talk about attraction to Krishna today, continuing the excellent lecture of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, which was really on how important it is to develop taste and not only act out of a sense of duty. Taran Chaitanya, may I give you an additional service to your excellent vegetable cutting? Can you maybe see if there is noise, unnecessary noise in the back room? Because we will do a meditative atmosphere, that you very politely and gently tell them, I will give everyone a sweet who stops making noise. Yeah. Maybe it's a motivating factor. They can come and collect it in my room for me. Buddhi praktikani. Yes. I think we all acknowledged who were in this lecture this morning that how absolutely important it is that we base our activities in Krishna consciousness on a direct experience of taste, that we do it because we like to do it.
Da baziramo naše aktivnosti na ukusu koji imamo.
Now, I can tell you one thing. You like to practice Krishna consciousness if you like Krishna. But if you have no or little information of Krishna, then you will act, if at all, out of a sense of duty or just because you make an effort and use your willpower. For the last time here on the summer camp, and for many of you for the last time in this year, I will therefore address all of us by just talking about Krishna, so that because today we will begin to like Krishna when we listen. We will increase our attachment. They already like Krishna. I mean, all of us. Yeah. So listen very attentively, because I have something important to say to you. Oh, Maharaj can really speak my German English, you know. So, let us start. The gopis are in the forest of Vrindavan and they listen to Krishna's flute, which comes with the air to the out of the forest, where Krishna plays the flute into their ears. They're in the village, yeah, yeah. And they are totally attracted to Krishna, so much so that it's hard for them to speak about Krishna out of shyness. But then they doubt their attraction. They say, well, we are village girls and Krishna is from the same village. He's our village boy. So therefore, isn't it natural that we are attracted like girls in a village are attracted to the boys? I saw this once in Bosnia, where in a real Bosnian village, you know, Bosnian, it couldn't be more Bosnian, there was a little village scene. Some boys were playing football and all the village girls were around the football team and talking to each other, this boy, and the boys would adjust their frisura to impress the girls. It was a village scene of village attraction. Yeah, but Veliko Bosnia, yeah. Strong Bosnian influence, yes. Yeah. So the gopis ask themselves, are we attracted to Krishna just like that in a village way? And they hear the flute of Krishna. And they say, no, this is different. Everyone is attracted to Krishna. Even the chaideas who usually hide in the dark places in the forest are drawn out of the forest by Krishna's flute play. But the gopis say, but someone might object, well, even say, gopis, you are as primitive as animals, as a deer also. So it's a normal attraction. But then the gopis talk in this verse, which we will hear now, that even highly cultured demigods and demigoddesses are attracted to Krishna. And they describe the scene that Krishna is in the midst of the forest playing his flute with dancing eyebrows and dancing eyes. And all of a sudden the sky is populated with vimanas, that is these mystical airplanes of the demigods. And they describe that there in these vimanas, these powerful aristocratic, oh my dear devotees, why do you always make a train station atmosphere in every lecture? Be silent, or if you don't want, if you need to talk with your friends, the whole Frishka Goranga is for you. Why here? You will enjoy much more talking in the sun. Why here? I can't understand your level of culture. So the demi switch. The demigoddesses, they sit on the laps of the husbands. It's a loving scene. And then all of a sudden, they hear the flute song of Krishna. And they look down, you know, aerial view on Krishna, and become so attracted that first they faint from the laps of their husbands. And the hairs, the flowers fall out of their hair. And their hearts are totally attracted by the God of love, by Cupid. So the gopis say, well, if the deer are attracted, and if forest animals, and if the highly cultured ladies of the heavenly planets are attracted, then isn't it natural that we as in between us human beings are also attracted? This is not a normal attraction, because Krishna's attraction is super normal. It works on all beings, even the ants. My dear devotees, this shows you the level of attractiveness of Krishna, especially towards the women. Krishna never rejected any woman. There's a joke in spiritual circles. that Ram rejected women. Remember when Sopanak came, he not only rejected her, he disfigured her so that she had, you know, that made her face ugly, so that she had never a chance to marry. But Krishna accepted all women, including the prostitute Kubja. Remember, Krishna walked the royal road down in Mathura, and he saw the hunchbacked perfume lady of Kamsa coming down the street. And Krishna smiled at her. He thought, you now have an ugly hunch on your back, but by contact with me, even ugly people with bad motives become pure. So when Kubja saw Krishna smiling at her, she became erotically aroused and you know, captured his dhoti in the midst of everyone. In an intimate exchange, the wife will take the dhoti of her husband and strip him. Hare Krishna. That is what Kubja wanted to do with Krishna on the royal road. Hare Krishna. But Krishna only saw that I want to help this person. And simply stopped her and asked her, can I have some of the sandalwood, please? And Kubja looked at Krishna and his smile, you know, when Krishna smiles at you, your heart melts, and said, yes, of course, and started to decorate Krishna's face and his whole body with this yellowish sandalwood pulp, which looked so good on his glossy black body. Very pleased with Kubja, Krishna at that time took his fingers and placed them at the chin and just straightened her up and did this orthopedic repair, you know. So Krishna never ever rejected anyone. And Krishna especially respected all women as a group of humans. Therefore it is said, all wealth must be given to Narayan, fame and recognition must be given to Sri Gurudev, but women must be given to Krishna. It is said in Shastra about respect of women, that the place where women are respected and worshipped is the place where the devatas reside. But the place where the women are not respected, and where they are abused even, is the place where the demons live. Now I have a surprise for you. When we hear that Krishna especially respected all women, I have a surprise for you. We all are women in our spiritual nature. Tridasha Roy, you are a woman in your spiritual nature. Who is here? Nakshatri is a woman, actually. How? Well, we are actually not the body. We are an eternal spiritual soul. And spiritually speaking, there's only one male that is the Supreme Purusha or Purushottama, Sri Krishna. And in relationship to everyone, to him, everyone is Prakriti or woman. So therefore, it is said when we say Krishna is attractive to, especially to the women, it means to everyone who has understood that they are not the body. The moment you are giving up your male and also materially female ego, you must be attracted to Krishna. I once wrote about this in a poem called Don't Trust Me. Here it is for you. Oh my Lord, I think you know that I love only you. Although I pretend to love other people and things, I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you. Although if I'm asked, I would give other reasons. When I cry, it's always because of missing you, although my tears carry other names. I think you also know that I'm only looking for you. Although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, I'm a divided soul searching for something in the east while going west. Yes, I'm a helpless soul, forced by some other agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. Double life. Devotee, cheater. But do you know why I'm writing this letter to you? It's because I want your speciality milos, special mercy. Don't believe me. Don't trust my words. but look deep into my heart. And you will see your own beautiful image. See, every living entity is really attracted to Krishna only. And I wanted to, because you don't believe me so easily, you shouldn't believe me so easily, I wanted to play you something which Prabhupada spoke about being attracted to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada will say how Krishna is the center of all attraction. And he will speak about the different personalities in Vrindavan who are attracted to Krishna only. Please, Jai Gaur Jagannath, allow these words now to pierce your heart. Are you ready, Gaurahari? Okay, let's listen very carefully, Taran Chaitanya. I think you will love to hear this, and your vegetable crew also.
Simply that asakti, the tendency of an Atman, should be transferred to Krishna. That is Vrindavan life. In Vrindavan, the center of asakti is Krishna. There is Nanda Maharaj, Jasoda, they have asakti to Krishna. The young girls, they have got asakti to Krishna. The cowherd boys, they have got asakti to Krishna. The trees, they have got asakti to Krishna. The fruits, flowers, they have got asakti to Krishna. The water, Jamuna River, they are asakti to Krishna. So if we make our central point of asakti, then you can create Vrindavan everywhere.
So Prabhupada, did you hear this? The trees, they have got ashakti or attachment to Krishna. The water, they have got attachment to Krishna. It's natural to be attracted by Krishna. Krishna is a magnet and you are iron. But why are you not moving to Krishna like an iron moves towards a magnet? Because in this world we have become rusty. Rusty Murali Chaitanya. There is this brownish covering over all of us. And then when there's a magnet covered by brownish rust, It does not respond. The iron, when there is iron covered by brownish rust, it doesn't respond to the magnet. It cannot respond to the magnet. So the gopis talk about this. Look at the demigods' wives, the devis. Their husbands come every day to Vrindavan on their Vimanas. They bring their wives to see Krishna. Imagine, you know, here there would be a super Ferrari XY 2009 times 1 million, you know, the best Ferrari. And, you know, out of it, a very cultured Italian comes, loaded with golden chairs, open shirt, and bringing his wife, you know, to meet Milo mia, you know. Bringing it to Radha Kunya Bihari, actually, yes. And then this wife, you know, super smaragd lady with two black panthers on the lines next to her, you know, would go, Radha Kunya Bihari, and faint, you know. And her rings and smaragds would fall so that Draupadi could catch it. you know, and then after she had her darshan, she would go back into the Ferrari XYZ times million, you know. Yes. So it would be amazing. So the demigods would always bring their wives to have darshan of Krishna and hear the flute music, because they also were attracted to Krishna. My dear devotees, bring the dust away from your heart, the dust of rust. When our hearts are purified, we will also experience this attraction to Krishna. This is the magic of Krishna. He can attract us. And the first form in which Krishna will attract a conditioned soul is in the form of his holy name. When you learn to become attached to chanting, you will more and more experience how Krishna's beautiful form will arise in your heart. But first you must learn to chant with attachment. So I would like to make a little exercise with you. Please sit tall. Slowly concentrate your attention on your feet and legs. And relax them. Concentrate your attention. Oh, Sara, why so much noise? Oh. On your torso. And relax it. Your shoulders, and relax them. Now, let us try to breathe in very slowly. And exhale double as long as we breathe in. Mentally you can count the count of three as you breathe in. And mentally you can count six when you breathe out. In this way you exhale for double the length. Or if you don't like to count, then just make sure your exhale is deeper and longer than your inhale. Now, turn your attention to your heart. And in your heart, see Krishna. Like in the description of the gopis, Krishna stands in Vrindavan in a three-carved form, tribhanga. He's dressed in a turban, has a beautiful golden shirt, a yellow dhoti, flower garlands, and all of a sudden he looks at you. He knows what is in your mind. He has been with you since eternity. He knows every one of your moves in this life. And still, he smiles at you. To this Krishna, we will sing now the Maha Mantra. Try to address Krishna personally as he stands before you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihare, Radha Kunya Vihare, Radha Kunya Vihare, Radhe. So, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We have reached the end of our presentation. Those of you who want to go deeper into the subject matter, I recommend to you the 21st chapter of the Krishna book. There Prabhupada talks a lot about absorption in Krishna. Even if you bring Krishna by force into your mind, Krishna will purify your mind, just like the sun, if it comes into a dark place, will drive away the darkness. The simple process of remembering Krishna and chanting his holy name will bring you to the perfection of Krishna consciousness. If you practice this a little bit, to chant and then remember what you have read or connect with Krishna in the deity form, this will bring so much peace in your mind, it will make it strong. Somehow we must take Krishna consciousness now to the next level. You will see, we are entering into a very interesting time. Starting with the year 2012. You will see that anything which you concentrate your mind upon is attracted to you. Already those who are subtle observers have noticed even this year is a time where things move much faster than usual. So it is highly important that you begin to now enter the mental training school, the school of absorption in Krishna. And very soon you will see miracles in your life. I would like to now end by seeing if you have any questions regarding this method which you have learned during this Serbian summer camp. I will, but you have a question? I will take someone who I know will put a question to the subject. It's Maturananda.
My question is, you were talking yesterday especially about this power of kirtan, of chanting bhajan and kirtan. And I'm wondering, you mentioned how this process is very powerful, and it's actually something that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to engage everybody in kirtan. And then I was wondering, why do we put so much emphasis on japa rather than not so much on kirtan? We give the vows that we will chant 16 rounds minimum, and sometimes I see on Sunday feast even when kirtan is, everybody goes out and talk, and you know, it's not so much this bhajan and kirtan culture present, but more emphasis on japa.
Would you like to translate?
Moje pitanje je bilo malo da je juče posebno govorio o toj moćnosti kirtana i bhajana. Kao dao je čak jedan primjer kako si bhakti uvijek u ekstazi kad je kirtana, kad je džapa, uvijek je nekakva borba. I kako je to poseban proces koji je opunomoćen za ovo doba, ali nekako primjećujem kako dajemo dosta veći naglasak na džapu. Na inicijaciji dajemo zavjet da ćemo mantrati 16 krugova i
when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed the Navadvip Vasis about chanting, he said they should chant with a nirbandha. Nibbanda means a numerical strength.
Kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dao instrukcije stanovnicima Navadvipa, on im je rekao da mu trebaju mantrati svoje krugove, ali sa u određenom broju.
It means they should count it.
To znači da trebaju brojati koliko mantra.
So that they would, the reason is that they would really have a measurable, like in a recipe, you know, where you will say 1 kg of sugar has to go into this, you don't say sugar has to go into the halava, but you say 1 kg to make sure that it's the right proportion. So chanting should also be done according to a measurable quantity. Mahaprabhu would say that he would not accept food in the house of someone who would not have chanted 64 rounds a day. He wanted to make sure that everyone spends time with the holy name, you know, and a good amount of time. So the word, so he put emphasis on nibbanda. It means a numerical number of rounds, or it can make mean a vow, or it can mean discipline.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je stavio naglasak na uvrešnji bandra, pa može značiti ili brojno koliko mantri se mantra, ili na disciplinu, ili na zavod.
So from this, chanting of Bolo Krishna has become japa.
I zbog toga ovo mantranje koje radimo jeste japa.
Because in japa you count.
Zato što u japu možete brojati.
But now I have a surprise for you. When you do japa, actually the way we are taught is kirtan.
Kada mantrate u japi, u stvari način
According to Rupa Goswami, japa means lagu uchati, very softly spoken, so that only you can hear. But Prabhupada taught us to chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, which is kirtan. Kirtan means what? A glorification. Something which leaves your mouth. Glorification can be heard by others. But of all the kirtan forms, kirtan done alone, sankirtan is most efficient. That is glorification in by many altogether. And usually when we do this, we put our japa mala away and take the kartas in the hands. There is a letter to Ramananda, Ray Ram, where Prabhupada gives the list of priorities in the sadhana. He says, whatever you do, going into the parks and chanting together in sankirtan is of utmost importance. Then comes japa, and then comes seva. Very interesting, isn't it? Because sankirtan, singing together, does two things. It attracts Krishna's attention. And it attracts your own attention. Jiva Goswami says that there was once a very sinful kshatriya. Yes. And he came to a Brahmin teacher. What should I do to become free from all my sinful reactions? And the Brahmin gives him a program of study of the scripture, doing japa, doing tapas, etc. But then the kshatriya tries to do it, but after a week comes back and says, I can't do it. Then the brahmana says, then do sankirtan. Because your restless mind will be attracted by that, the best. See, when you do your japa, it is really something to enhance your appreciation of your holy name. The ideal is to sing and never stop singing throughout the day. The japa helps you to become disciplined. It helps you also, you have to concentrate. You need these things. If you're not disciplined and if you're not concentrated, your kirtan is only a muscle activity, your sankirtan. See, Kadamba Kananda Maharaj and myself fight every day when we meet in secret.
Vidite, Kadamba Kananda Maharaj i ja se borimo svakog dana kada se
He does the energetic kirtans.
On, ima jako energične kirtane.
And I say, I did this when I was young. Now I know I have to bring the devotees to concentration and to their inner space, even if they hate me for this. And Maharaj smiles at me in his Dutch way. And he says, many people came to me and said, and complained, so much meditation. That African girl, she said, now where you have come, there's real kirtan. And I say, it's not like this. I saw her meditating. She also likes to meditate. The idea is concentrate on what you do. Be present in what you do. I must tell you, I have a secret. I like to go crazy in kirtan. I like to jump through the windows. I have not started dancing because you would all no longer invite me. I think both is there. You have to bring the mind to the practice. And you have to express it in exuberant dancing like Mahaprabhu Sankirtan does. So in this way, Kadamba Kanana Maharaj and myself are not really quarreling. And if we would, I wouldn't tell you. It is now the time for our Maharaj has come. He will give his class. Now, I'm already 15 minutes over time. So I suggest you just stand up a little for a while and in 2 minutes we continue. It's not good to leave the room, because then who knows what will happen outside. Maybe we meet our worst enemy. No, our best friend with whom we talk, yes. So we will continue in 2 minutes with Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.